Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill warning continues until noon tomorrow. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 5 below. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 11 below. High of 8 tomorrow. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 8 below.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we're weeks away from the legislative session of 2023 to officially kick off, and Governor Laura Kelly has come out to announce what her plans are for the new session, what she's done in her previous term, and what she gets to look forward to moving forward.
You know, we had record-setting economic development during my first term. I think we're up to over $15 billion of new capital investment. You know, I have no intention of slowing down just because of my second term.
That audio from KSNT News. She also talks about having a supermajority of Republicans in the legislature and whether she would be working closely with Republican leadership or trying to stand for her Democrat Party in the state.
I will never do the stand with my party. That is a horrible way to make policy and laws for the state of Kansas. You know, I have worked with both of the leaders, Senator Masterson in the Senate and Representative Hawkins, the Speaker now in the House, and I have a good working relationship with both of them.
Mid-America Network News.
Tis the season for savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We are spreading joy and cheer, and we have the new Fords you're looking for at prices you'll love with customer cash rebates. Plus, take advantage of finance offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And when you buy your new Ford at Rusty Eck Ford, you will make no payments up to March 2023. Celebrate the season with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. Ford and financing offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And you'll make no payments up to March 2023. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Of all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Post tax and fees only based at debit payment of $15.15 per thousand of finance. No payment for up to 90 days upon approval credit with Ford credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. These offers cannot be combined with others and expire at the end of the month.
Whether you're traveling for the holidays this weekend or whether it's just because of the extreme cold blast that we're seeing across the state of Kansas, Auto Mechanics, along with AAA, are reminding you to take some precautionary measures before you get behind the wheel over the next few days.
Definitely want to bring in your vehicle to get a pre-trip inspection. That's always a good idea. The number one thing that's going to happen is your tire pressures are going to go down. With lower temperatures means you have lower air pressure. Your tire pressure is set them to 2 psi higher than what is recommended, because then it'll drop down as the temperatures decrease.
That audio from KWCH News, Sean Stewart with AAA, says that you also need to have your preparedness bag in your car just in case something happens, as they see an increase in roadside assistance calls this time of year.
A winter is a rough time on vehicles, as you can expect with the extra cold temperatures. Last winter alone in Kansas, we responded to more than 25,000 emergency roadside service calls.
That audio from KWCH News. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the upcoming cold Mageddon across the Mid-America region, the state of Nebraska is reminding individuals about ways to protect yourself and your home from the cold weather to prevent water lines from bursting within your home. As according to KSNB Local Channel 4, more than 250,000 homes nationwide experience frozen or burst pipes each year. As they recommend, all your faucets be at a slow drip overnight. Open up your doors to be able to keep warm weather to the pipes. And if you do get a burst pipe, to address the issue immediately.
Once you realize that you have a water break, turn off the water first and foremost as quick as you can. Do some cleanup so it doesn't get into your baseboards or damaging drywall or your cabinets. Your bottom of your cabinet will get ruined very quickly if water sits on there. And then call for a repairman. Call for a plumber to do a repair.
That was Ron Pughes, the Adams County Emergency Manager on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say you're also at a higher risk of freezing pipes if you live in an older home with copper pipes.
It's Bushels for Freedom.
Friends of the NRA want you to help them protect the Second Amendment across the Mid-America region.
And now you can.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Donate your agricultural commodities,
including bags of grain,
hay,
ag supplies, and more,
to the Friends of the NRA and win great prizes. Donate commodities with values between $300 up to $5,000, and you can win any one of our great prizes, like an Orca or cooler, a Silver Stag knife, or even one of our firearms, including a Kel-Tec CP-33, Hellcat Pro 9mm, maybe a Springfield Garrison or Henry 3030, or even a Colt Python. It's time to become a national sponsor of the Friends of the NRA with our Bushels for Freedom commodities donation. For more information, call Tyler at 316-213-0568 or go online for more information at friendsofthenra.org/sponsor. It's the Bushels for Freedom commodity donation to the Friends of the NRA. Help protect your right to keep and bear arms.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Coldest temperatures of the season, along with gusty north winds creating wind chill factors well below zero, were accompanied by a light glaze of ice beneath some light snowfall Wednesday into Thursday. A winter storm warning continues for our listening area Thursday into Friday. Bitterly cold temperatures and slick conditions make travel hazardous across the area. There are a number of weather-related postponements and cancellations. During this cold weather, keep heating devices well vented. Use caution around children and pets with portable heaters, and be mindful of electric circuit overloads, particularly with extension cords and outlets. Be sure that vents and chimneys are also clear. Tips for winterizing home plumbing include sealing cracks and exposed holes. Using heat tape can prevent freezing. Keep the heat in buildings at 55 degrees. Allow faucets to drip overnight to relieve pressure. Insulate pipes that are located in cold, drafty places inside, and disconnect all outside hoses. The Washington Chamber has the Medallion Quest contest underway, with the prize for finding the medallion, a gift basket from local businesses worth $500. City of Washington winners of the annual Christmas lighting contest were announced. First place to John and Christy Metz, 216 East 4th Street. Second place, Delwin and Karen Weimers, 112 East 8th Street. And third place, Doug and Sharon Hubin, 501 West 2nd Street. In Blue Rapids, the Christmas lighting contest winner was Rob and Karen Swearingen, 209 Union. Second place to Paul and Georgia Marish, 700 East Avenue. And third place to Melvin and Helen Pack, 203 Chestnut. Again, there are a number of weather-related postponements and cancellations across the area Thursday. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday and remain closed Monday for Christmas. Washington County Courthouse will be closed Friday and again Monday for Christmas. Among weather-related postponements and cancellations reported to KNDY Thursday, all nutrition sites, Meals on Wheels, and public transit in Marshall County will be closed Thursday. Friendly Corners Nutrition Site in Washington County will be closed Thursday. Marysville Food Pantry will be closed Thursday. Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed all day Thursday and remain closed until Tuesday. If you have a weather-related postponement or cancellation, call KNDY at 562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave it on our voicemail or email KNDY@bluevalley.net. Difficult and hazardous travel conditions forecast through Friday. If you don't have to be on the road, stay home and give the department crews time and space to work. Be weather aware and check candrive.org for road conditions in Kansas. Extreme cold and snow will impact travel. Blowing snow means roadways could be clear one moment, covered the next. Cold temperatures could make de-icing efforts ineffective. And cold temperatures mean stranded travelers could be in danger. Check and update winter travel kits and stay weather aware. For additional details, go to candrive.org for road conditions. Rita E. Brocksterman, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral Mass is planned Friday at 10:30 with the Rosary at 10 from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the St. Joseph Cemetery at Lillis. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Rita Brocksterman. Gary H. Jorgensen, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service December 27th at United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Jorgensen, with services December 27. John T. Argenbright, age 70, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service December 28th at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders' funeral on Waterville in charge of arrangements for John Argenbright, with services December 28th. Glenadine R. Watson, age 89, Wymore, passed away December 18th. A memorial service is planned January 6th at 2 p.m. at the Laughlin of a funeral in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation January 5th, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends January 5th from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin of a funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Glenadine Watson. Butch Shubkegel, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Butch Shubkegel. Marlene S. Champagne, age 74, of Marysville, passed away December 20th. Funeral arrangements pending, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Marlene Champagne.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill warning is currently in effect until early Friday afternoon, and a winter weather advisory is also in effect until early Friday morning. The second round of this system will start to make its way through today, bringing gusty winds and blowing snow throughout the region. Wind chills will be extremely cold, between negative 20 and negative 50. Travel will become extremely difficult with whiteout conditions due to the blowing snow. Conditions will start to clear up just in time for the holiday weekend, and temperatures will start to warm up as we head into Sunday. For today's forecast, a chance for some flurries, otherwise blowing snow likely, partly sunny with our highs just below zero. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40, with wind chills as low as 40 below. Staying extremely cold overnight tonight, clear skies with our lows in the negative teens and negative 20s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, with wind chills as low as 30 below. Conditions will stay breezy throughout Friday, but staying warmer throughout the weekend. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 41, record high on this date 69. The average low 21 and the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:08. A light glaze of ice beneath a fairly light snowfall Thursday night into Friday.
We've been delving into some old-time weather wisdom, and we will share some time-tested December lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 22nd, the 356th day of the year. Pop singer Jordan Sparks celebrates a birthday. There's a wealth of old-time weather lore that says Christmas is a pivotal time for determining what's in store for the upcoming months. One proverb claims, if there's thunder during Christmas week, the winter will be anything but meek. Another goes, if Christmas Day be bright and clear, there will be two winters in the year. Several legends give us long-range predictions like White Christmas, Green Easter, Green Christmas, White Easter, and so many hours of sun on Christmas Day, so many frost in the month of May. We'll be taking notes so we can put them to the test in the months to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find your local forecast online anytime at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats topped the Radford Highlanders last night with a victory 73-65, putting them at 11-1 for the overall season of 2022 so far. It was a quick turnaround from their Saturday game when they went over the Nebraska Cornhuskers, also 71-56. As Naquan Tomlin came out to be the all-star of the game for the Wildcats, is the 6'10" junior forward from Harlem, New York, scored a career high of 26 points with 4 slam dunks to electrify the crowd, along with 9 different rebounds. The victory does put the Wildcats one game ahead of the Kansas Jayhawks, now 11-1 overall and number 1 in the Big 12 Conference. They now have some time off for the Christmas holiday, coming back in on New Year's Eve, Saturday, December 31st, with an evening tip at 6 p.m. against the West Virginia Mountaineers. The Jayhawks are back in action tonight with a 6 p.m. tip-off against Harvard. They've moved up in the AP polls, currently sitting number 4 nationally. Their latest game was on Saturday with their victory over the Indiana Hoosiers, 84-62. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraud. Watch Network.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
The Kansas City Chiefs are gearing up for their noon kickoff on Christmas Eve coming up this Saturday against the Seattle Seahawks. They're coming after their overtime victory against the Houston Texans 30-24 on Sunday last week. And as they prepare for the week's game against the Seahawks, the Kansas City Chiefs have announced that they have designated Wichita's Blake Bell to return from the injury reserve list. As Cake News reports that he was injured in the preseason and has not played the entire regular season so far. The announcement from the Chiefs does open up a 21-day window where Bell can practice before moving up the active roster. Blake Bell has been in the NFL for 8 seasons so far, and 3 of those seasons have been with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are still hanging out number 1 in the AFC West, sitting 11-3 for the overall season right now. The Seahawks are sitting 50% for the season at 7-7 in the middle of the NFC West. It is a loaded weekend with the NFL, with 2 games coming up on Saturday on Christmas Eve and the triple header coming up during Sunday, Christmas Day. And the Kansas City Chiefs to kick off that series with the NFL overall. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday's Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Walk off the stress and calories of winter with a bit of preventative plant care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. As you walk through the landscape, look for tracks, droppings, and other signs of plant-eating wildlife, like deer, rabbits, and voles. Secure any animal protection and apply repellents as needed. Next, take a close look at the stems, branches, and trunks of trees and shrubs. Many troublesome insects spend their winters in the cracks and crevices of the bark or on the stems of these plants. Remove any spindle-shaped bag-like egg masses. These contain 500 to 1,000 bagworm eggs. Gently scrape off the hairy egg masses of gypsy moss. Collect and dispose of these to eliminate thousands of these non-native pests. Watch for swollen areas that look like a glob of mud. These contain the eggs of the tent caterpillar. Prune out black knobby growths of black knot found on cherries, plums, and their relatives. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
If Santa Claus needed a place to buy all of his decorations, this would be it. It's big business in small-town Michigan, and it brings Christmas cheer every day of the year. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Wayne Bronner retells the story of how his father, Wally, began the biggest store of its kind.
One time, some people came into a hardware store that he was trimming, and they asked the hardware store owner if he had any Christmas decorations, and they said, no, we really don't, but why don't you talk to that window trimmer there? His name's Wally Bronner, so they did, and he made some Christmas panels, and it turned out it was for the city of Clare, Michigan, which isn't too terribly far from here. Word got around that this gentleman here, Wally Bronner, can make Christmas decorations, and before you know it, he was in more demand for producing Christmas decorations than he was for signs.
That was 1945, and since that time, the Bronners have devoted their work solely to making and selling Christmas-related items. Bronner's Christmas Wonderland is a 320,000-square-foot complex, making it the world's largest Christmas store.
We look for items truly all over the world. We travel over to Europe several times per year. We line up a lot of exclusive production over there. We have some factories that we work very, very closely with to line up some unique Christmas decorations, and in particular, some very unique and special glass ornaments.
Wayne says although he and his family are selling Christmas-related items, they've never forgotten the true meaning behind the holiday.
We're just very pleased that we're able to share the good news of the good Lord here and what he's all done for us, and we're able to do it, and it's a business. There's no secret about that. If it wasn't a business, we wouldn't have any finances to be able to do this. So it's a multi-purpose occupation here for us. We're just very blessed that we're in a situation where we can share this good news.
And when the holiday season arrives, the Bronners will be here to greet the thousands of customers that are looking to spread a little Christmas cheer. Traveling the countryside in Frankenmuth, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Smith Auto knows that Christmas holds a magic.
that for a moment brings peace, love, and understanding without the boundaries of creed, race, or religion. May you and yours have a wonderful and joyous Christmas. Smith Auto in Pawnee City. We offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. Tis the season to be jolly, and Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home hopes listeners everywhere can enjoy this season together with loved ones and friends, and would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. From the friendly staff at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. SunMart is hoping for peace, joy, and happiness in the hearts of all this Christmas season. Regardless of what you believe, this holiday is one of hope, giving, and sharing. Have a very Merry Christmas and share the joy. From the friendly staff here at SunMart in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
Plant a living Christmas tree and enjoy it for years to come. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With some advanced planning and preparation, your holiday memories will live on as the tree grows when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In our family, Christmas is officially over when the tree comes down. It's sad because we kind of get attached to the tree, and it's a shame to toss it out. Joe Lample is the host and executive producer of the show Growing a Greener World, which airs on public television. He says one way to enjoy Christmas tree beauty year-round is to plant it in the yard after the holidays. Do your homework to find an evergreen from a local nursery that will grow well in your area. Check to be sure it's healthy and has a good root system. When you get it home, Lample says don't bring it immediately into the house. It needs to be acclimated for a few days.
Put it in a sheltered area outside of your house, perhaps a garage or a carport, where it's not in direct exposure to wind. Make sure that it's watered so the roots have a chance to take up more moisture. The more that tree can have access to water prior to going in the house, the better it will do once it's in the house.
The less time a living Christmas tree spends inside, the better. It shouldn't be in the house for more than a week. When you're ready to move it back outside, Lample says to reacclimate it the same way you did before bringing it inside. Then, plant the tree in the ground.
If you dig the hole in advance, if it's frozen ground, you've gotten a head start on that. But maybe the ground isn't frozen when you buy your tree and you dig the hole then, and that's an ideal time to do it if possible because you have the root ball there to know how deep you need to make the hole. Only as deep as the root ball, but 2 to 3 times as wide.
Be sure to give your newly planted tree plenty of water to keep the roots moist and add mulch over the top. If the ground is frozen and there's no way you'll be digging a planting hole, Lample says it's okay to wait until you can get to it. The tree should be fine as long as it's in a protected area and isn't allowed to dry out. Learn more about living Christmas trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
of my favorite memories growing up was whenever there was a snow day, we would start a fire, make some hot chocolate, and play games all day long. The game of life was my personal favorite. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. These days, playing games with my kids is one of my favorite ways to spend time on the weekend. But if you're anything like me, you can't spend every weekend curled up inside playing games. There are chores that need to be done and family events to attend. This is also like planning for retirement. While it can seem easier to focus on those more immediate savings goals or needs, it's important to be proactive when it comes to preparing for retirement. There are many nuances to planning. That's why it's important to know your options. Consider working with a financial professional who can help guide you on your planning journey. When you take a proactive approach to retirement planning, you'll be more likely to spend those years with clarity and live purposefully.
It's a merry vintage Christmas at the Sunflower Mercantile in Barnes. With her sister shops, the Sunflower 2 and the Always Christmas Shop, you are sure to finish off that holiday list. The place to shop antiques, primitives, and vintage gifts this holiday season. Open 7 days a week. Be sure and check out Sunflower Mercantile Facebook page for holiday deals.
The outbreak of avian influenza in the United States shows no signs of letting up. An update today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The U.S. poultry industry is dealing with one of its worst nightmares, avian influenza, commonly called bird flu. By November, more than 52 million birds either died from the disease or had to be destroyed, setting a new record for losses in the U.S. USDA officials don't have a guess yet as to when the disease will be brought under control. Rosemary Sifford is a veterinarian with the agency.
Unfortunately, we don't have a clear indication of how long that might be. And certainly looking to our friends in Europe who've been dealing with this for about a year longer than we have, it doesn't appear to be going anywhere soon.
Sifford says the disease has been reported in 47 states so far.
The vast majority of our introductions into domestic poultry are from interaction with a wild bird of some type. Some producers have implemented wild bird deterrent systems to try to just keep wild birds away from their property altogether, such as not having ponds and other open water sources that tend to attract wild waterfowl.
Sifford says the USDA has been collecting data on the outbreak in an effort to better identify risk factors to poultry operations. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free. Sale kicking off the 20th and running until the 24th. 4 days of deals you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth. Only at the Wagon Wheel.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizen State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizen State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation, Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, the Senate's $1.7 trillion spending bill to finish this fiscal year boosts ag research, rural development, and nutrition, but it does not include long-fought cattle market reforms. The more than 4,000-page bill leaves out controversial legislation sought by Senator Chuck Grassley to force some cattle price negotiation by major packers.
The bill will not include my Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. I'm disappointed that Majority Leader Schumer did not find time on the Senate calendar, since it was so important for rural America.
But a second Grassley bid to rein in corporate power is included.
It does include a merger filing fee for antitrust, but it raises the figures on big mergers of certain sizes and reduces the fees on smaller mergers.
Now, the Senate bill that still faces some GOP opposition in both chambers must pass by midnight tomorrow night to keep the government open, also boost ag and other spending.
$40 billion disaster, storm and wildfire. We haven't figured out how much of that goes to agriculture.
The bill has almost $13.5 billion more for SNAP, at least $175 million more for ag research, historic increases for rural broadband, housing, water, and wastewater systems, and $41 million more for FDA food safety, plus help for the infant formula crisis. In other ag news, a new study shows U.S.-grown soybeans are well-suited for people looking to cook, fuel up, or find other sustainable solutions. Now, while the increased demand for biofuels pushed up retail prices for oil, retail animal product prices declined. And that's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, December the 22nd. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants: more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtel Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Bullying happens everywhere, and even around our food supply. Fear of farming practices and food label claims are beating us up on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Representation of our food supply is becoming the bully on the playground. Marketing labels and misinformation are making us feel guilty about our food choices. Farmers are being shamed over their farming practices, leading to distrust. Neuroscience and psychology shows our brains are being manipulated and instilling a cycle of fear. Michelle Payne has a podcast and new book called Food Bullying: How to Avoid Buying BS. She says positioning one food as superior to another is at the heart of food bullying. Why is this happening? People are disconnected from the farm.
They still trust farmers, but they don't trust the practices of farming. So with the disconnect comes distrust, and with the distrust comes more fear, and the bullies leverage that fear. For example, people want the perfect story of food. There is no perfect story of food. There's no perfect way to farm, just as there's no right food.
People have the right to ask questions. The challenge is to help them understand how food is raised and how to decipher fact from fiction.
Helping people know the science, know the source, or know the system is the recommendation that I make in food bullying so that they can critically evaluate those claims that are out there. At the same time, I would strongly suggest that farmers work to provide context to the practices that they use on farm. And by context, I mean explaining the why behind why we do what we do.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about food bullying and what to do about it at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Thursday, or as we also call it around here, Friday Eve. Well, winter kill as temperatures plummet in the Midwest, flip-flopping weather forecasts in South America, and the war in Ukraine all influencing the markets on this Thursday. Here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for March, down one currently, 661 and a quarter. May corn, 660 and three quarters, that's down one currently. Kansas City wheat for March, 867 and a half. That's up 3.5. Kansas City wheat for May, up 3.5 as well, at 860 and a half. Oats for March, up 9 at 355 and a quarter. Oats for May, 352 and a half. That's up 8.75. January soybeans right now down 15 at 1466. March soybeans down 14 and a quarter at 1470. Cotton for March down to $4 at $84.30. Cotton for May at $83.81. That's down $3.82. Live cattle for December at $155.90. That's down 22.5 cents. Live cattle for February, $157.40. That's down 30 cents. Feeder cattle for January up 40 cents at $184.22. Feeder cattle for March up 87.5 cents. Crude oil for February, 77.46. Right now, that's down 83 cents. Crude oil for March, down 82 cents at 77.42. Gold for December, 17.90 and a dime. That's down $25.80. Gold for February, 17.95.90. That's down $29.60. Silver for December, 23.53, down 50 cents. Silver for March, 23.62. That's down 57 cents. And Wall Street right now, Dow Jones down 793. S&P down 113. NASDAQ down 393. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, spraying commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
With calving season around the corner, it's time to get prepared. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. A.J. Tarpoff, K-State beef veterinarian, gives insight on preparation for the calving season ahead.
The elements, the environment, feeding cows, you know, this is all a part of it. And this is what our producers do, you know, year in and year out. But, you know, what I would like to throw out for cattle producers in the state, if you're going to be spring calving, is start your preparations now. Starting with, where are you going to calve your cows? Do you have a calving pasture with some facilities nearby that if you have to intervene, you have those, you know, readily and available? When's the last time you checked those facilities? Now is a good time to check your facilities, check your fences, check your waters, making sure the calving and environment that you're going to move those animals into is properly ready, repaired if it needs it, and then we're not playing catch up when that first animal starts to go through the calving process.
Tarpoff encourages producers to start gathering calving equipment and supplies.
Other things to keep in mind is, what about some other supplies? Common supplies we use during the calving season, calving chains, okay, straps, maybe a calf puller. Be prepared with some lubricant. And then looking forward to early life issues. So I know many producers out there have either dealt with a weak or a calf that just, you know, maybe can't get up and suckle, or maybe we have to supplement colostrum. Having those products on hand. A lot of our commercial products are freeze-dried. They have some shelf life where you can have them on hand. Go to your veterinarian prior to calving season. Are there any other medications you may want to have on hand? So now is the time to have that discussion. Have products on hand. Have your calving kit put together. All of those things I kind of have pre-packed, ready to go. When the first ones start, I don't have to scramble. I don't have to think where anything is. It's all already done.
Tarpoff explains some ways that producers can prepare to modify their calving environment to combat the weather.
We can't control the weather, but we can modify the environment to help decrease the stress on our cows, on the newborn calves, and on ourselves. Part of that is pre-planning your calving area, having plenty of bedding to make sure that we have a nice comfortable area and a thermal barrier from that frozen ground. Windbreaks are probably the number one tool that we can have to increase cattle comfort during the winter months, but also being prepared for hypothermic calves. The best way to judge on how much help that newborn calf may need is a thermometer. Once we get newborn calves with an internal temperature, a rectal temperature into the 90s, those animals need warmed up. So whether that's a calving box, making sure they're cleaned out and ready to go, you know, heating lamps are a wonderful tool, but also be cautious, especially if we have them in an old barn with a lot of hay around. The calf gets warmed up, it jumps around, knocks over the warming lamp, and all of a sudden we have a fire. There are some really nice new ones that are available that are actually spark resistant. So that's another option to look into.
That's K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with insight on preparation for the calving season ahead. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Yeah.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.